Howdy, folks. You know, there's nothing on earth that folks are more suspicious of than a happily married couple. I'm Pat Buttram inviting you for a delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment, and we're into the month of June, which we think of as the month of marriages. June got its name from Juno. In Roman mythology, the queen of the gods and goddess of marriage. Juno was considered the protectress of what we laughingly call the weaker sex. But that isn't all. No, she was the guardian of state finances, which sort of indicates the June bride should have the right to handle the money, maybe, huh? We think of June bride sort of like an institution, like, say, the 4th of July or the banks closing on Herman Q. Smithfield's birthday. Who's Herman Q. Smithfield? Search me. I'm sure, though, that if there is a Herman Q. Smithfield, the banks will close on his birthday, because banks close up any time. Even if they get news that some obstetrician's reaching for his hat, they close. Oh, but about June brides, I got a big shock when I read in the New York Times, I go right to the top for my information, you notice. I read that June is the most unpopular month for weddings. That's in Korea, of course. Yeah, according to the Korean Ministry of Home Affairs, and they ought to know, January and March, they're the most popular months to get married in over there. Of course, there's got to be some hidden reason for all this. One of these days, maybe I'll figure it out. And if I do, I'll let you know. Of course, there's no hidden reason for the popularity of delicious double mint chewing gum, I'll tell you that. Can you think of one other single thing that gives you the complete kind of satisfaction that double mint does? It's a satisfaction you can sink your teeth into, smooth, long-lasting, really gratifying, you know? It does you good to enjoy it often. So do that, will you? Treat yourself soon and often to delicious, satisfying double mint gum. We have another treat for you now, the Halloran Quartet. And what are the boys going to sing today, Jack?
Smile, darn you, smile.
Smile, darn you, smile. You know this old world is a great world after all. Smile, darn you, smile. And right away, watch Lady Luck pay you a call. Things are never black as they are painted. Time for you and joy to get acquainted. Make life worthwhile. Come on and smile, darn you, smile. You know there's nothing that you cannot overcome. And where the clouds appear, you soon will find the sun.
Life is really only what you make it. Stand right up and show them you can take it.
Make life worthwhile. Come on and smile, darn you, smile. Smile, darn you, smile.
Smile, darn you, smile. That's real good advice to the folks here. Only it doesn't go quite far enough. I'd rather have them laugh right out loud occasionally. An expert that heads up a home care organization, he says 35% of the mess which the average housewife cleans up every day He says it's made by husbands, children, and pets. In that order, according to this pop-off. Yeah, this narrow-minded fellow says husbands account for 18% of the mess by, he says, eating sandwiches in the living room and scattering the cigarette butts outside the ashtray. Well, I'll tell you, in the first place, I don't smoke, and in the second place, I stay in the kitchen when I eat sandwiches. Matter of fact, it's kind of hard to get me out of the kitchen. Yeah, a smart operator never likes to get too far away from the supply line, I always say. Well, there's my defense on this messing up charge. I just hope the children and the pets will speak up for their side now, too. Getting back to sandwiches, it's a pleasant subject. I like those Dagwoods, you know. But they're not practical for odd jobs snacking, like, you know, when you're trying to fix a leaky faucet or something. Now, delicious double mint gum, that's the handiest treat for an occasion like that. It not only never interferes with what you're doing, but it helps a lot, you know, to chomp as you work there. Kind of balances off the effort you're putting in and keeps you alert and refreshed so you get through faster. Then you can have your sandwich, don't forget that. And eat it with zest, because I'll tell you, light, wholesome double mint, it'll never dull your appetite. You try it as a work time treat, huh? Delicious double mint. Marion Morgan just nodded that she agrees with me, and so maybe we ought to let her sing for that. What's the title of your song today, Marion?
What a Difference a Day Made.
I dreaded every morning until without a warning you arrived, bringing heaven to my door. And you changed all my blue notes to a love song. It's the dawning that I've waited for. What a difference a day made. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear, since you said you were mine. What a difference a day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. That thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day made, and the difference is you.
Real nice, sir. And now it's time for the Buttram bonus, but, you know, we got an unwritten law around here that I can't start the Buttram bonus without a musical introduction. And well, here's the Buttram Symphony. They're ready to oblige, but I'll hold them back while you unwrap a stick of delicious double mint gum, huh? Because today's bonus, being what it is, I'm doing all I can to help you enjoy it. And I know you'll enjoy the double mint. Today being Wednesday, our Buttram bonus is me singing. I suppose I ought to give credit to the symphony group and the Hallorans, too, but I don't know why. I mean, Victor Borga, he's got what's advertised as a one-man show, and I saw it, and there must have been 50 musicians behind him on the stage there. Now, I know some smart aleck's going to say musicians aren't people, but that's not so, no. I've known some musicians that is almost like anybody else. Fellow the other day popped off to me that musicians, he says, musicians are stupid. Yeah. I explained to him, everybody has some little weakness. And, well, now that I've got all the musicians on my side, well, let's go. In these days of indigestion, it is oftentimes a question as to what to eat and what to leave alone. For each microbe and bacillus has a different way to kill us, and in time they always claim us for their own. There are germs of every kind in any food that you can find, in the market or upon the bill of fare. And drinking water's just as risky, even though you're feeling frisky, and it's often a mistake to breathe the air.
Some little bug is gonna find you someday. Some little bug will sneak behind you someday.
Then he'll send for his bug friends, and all your earthly trouble ends.
Some little bug is gonna find you someday.
The inviting green cucumber gets most everybody's number, while the green corn has a system of its own. Though a radish seems nutritious, its behavior is quite vicious, and a doctor will be coming to your home. Eating lobster cooked or plain is only flirting with ptomaine, while an oyster sometimes has a lot to say. But the clams we eat in chowder makes the angels chant the louder, for they know that we'll be with them right away.
Some little bug is gonna find you someday. Some little bug will sneak behind you someday.
Then he'll get into your gizzard, and if you lose him, you're a wizard.
Some little bug is gonna find you someday.
Eat that lovely red bologna, and you'll wear a wooden kimono as your relatives start scrapping about your stuff, because
some little bug is gonna find you someday.
That's our Buttram bonus for today. Just about all for today, too, but we'll be back tomorrow. And I sure hope we find you here, too. Meantime, remember that chewing delicious double mint gum, that's a grand help for unwinding jittery nerves and all. It helps you relax there in a bright, cheerful way. Settles you down without slowing you up, you know. Enjoy it often. Relaxing, satisfying, double mint chewing gum. Until tomorrow, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that folks who hate and folks in love have one thing in common. A tendency to lay it on a little too thick, you know. Goodbye now.